Hello, everybody. This is Bill Cameron from The Drive. Podcasts of The Drive are presented by Southeastern Industrial Contractors, now hiring for great-paying skilled trade positions. Call 334-209-6355 to learn more. Thanks for listening.
1390, toll-free at 888-382-7502 or email The Drive at espnau.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into The Drive on this beautiful Friday afternoon. It is a great day to be out and about, and we are both here with The Drive, out and about at Fairway Auto Brokers. And it's Bill and Coach Don Dunn. As Dan, I talked with Dan, as a matter of fact, just a few minutes ago, and he said, man, he's sorry that he couldn't be here because, I mean, this is the place to be here. It's Good Friday, and you know what? It is a Good Friday. If you're in the market for a like-new vehicle, man, what a selection. I was talking with Charlie a little while ago. They've got over 150 vehicles here on the lot. I mean, anything from you've got smaller. I mean, I'm looking here at a Sharp Mustang convertible and a Vette right next to it. I mean, we're talking, from your sports cars to sedans,
Jeeps,
to SUVs and trucks. They've got a great selection here at Fairway Auto Brokers. They've got a tremendous sale that is going on today and tomorrow. Got the big tent sale. They've got a bounce house for the kids, and you'll see the basketball go when you come up. If you get a vehicle here, you also have the opportunity to get a little cash back. I'm talking, if you make a free throw, you get a shot at a free throw, that's $250 cash.
Wow.
Or if you want to take a three and you make it, $500. Now, I took a few warm-up shots. Man, I got to get used to shooting basketball. Honestly, the most basketball I've shot the last few years. All right, we've got a pool at the house, and we put a basketball goal. Got one of the pool of hoops is what it's called.
Right.
And I am pretty deadly from my pool.
Yeah.
But it's a whole lot different, you know, when you get out, especially after you worked outside most of the day today.
Yeah.
It took me three or four shots to adjust. It's like, man, the rim feels like it's a little high. It's just the arms are probably a little shorter, but it, huh? Well, no wonder it felt a little high. I shot the first two free throws I shot, I felt were perfect, and they were like right off the middle of the upright, and it bounced right back to me. I thought, golly, that used to be the way I'd hit a free throw. Well, T-Bone telling me it's 12 feet. Well, no wonder, because I went out there and looked and thought, you know, I used to be able to dunk.
Yeah.
There's no way I can barely touch the bottom of the net right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, I made one, though, when Charlie walked out.
Great.
I made one. So it's like, well, no wonder you have to adjust. So, okay.
Yeah.
But they have great deals. 1,000 off everything, off the regular price of everything here. And speaking of 1,000, of course, it's Easter weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Good Friday. And the sale's going on today and tomorrow. They'll be here till 6 o'clock today. Back here 9 till 4 tomorrow. And let's see, is that a little better? Drew says I'm over-modulating. That's because I'm excited about being out here. Hopefully that's a little bit better. But speaking of 1,000, tomorrow they will have a prize egg somewhere out here on the property that will have $1,000 in it.
Wow.
$1,000 in it.
It may be a riot.
Yeah, well, I tell you. Well, again,
that's awesome.
As if you need more incentive to be out here at Fairway Auto Brokers.
They're going all out, that's for sure. I hadn't been out here in a long time, and I'm amazed at the vehicles.
You know,
a lot of
places really just can't find vehicles.
Exactly.
And, I mean, they've got a great selection here. So, yeah, I encourage you to come out and check out the great selection and the great deals that they have here at Fairway Auto Brokers on the Friday edition of The Drive. It's Bill and Coach Don Dunn. Love for you to join in. You can give us a call. Drew's back in the studio, and we have our same numbers, The Drive Hotline, sponsored by Skybar, 334-321-1390, or you can text us on the Drive text box, which is presented by Southeastern Industrial Contractors, and that number is 334-564-1840. Anything you want to talk about sports-wise, I know that it's been tough. It was tough enough to have Auburn bumped in the first round of the NCAA tournament for Auburn fans. And then Alabama makes it to the Elite Eight last night.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they just they played about as well as they have played. You've seen, you know, Mark Sears had that great first half with 14 points, but then in the second half, I mean,
an unsung hero.
Well,
almost
a guy that was supposed to be one of the top players in the SEC this year. As a matter of fact, he got some preseason votes.
Right.
For SEC Player of the Year, but had struggled in the first two games.
Yeah,
with just 6 points, and then just took the game over down the stretch. And Alabama played much better defensively in the second half too, because Carolina had 54 points at the half. It was 54-46.
Yeah.
At the half, and the final was 89-87, and Carolina, I mean, scored a few of them late. I mean, they barely got over 30 points there in the second half. Last night, so
March
you know,
Madness.
Yeah, well, it is. We got four more games on tap tonight,
right?
And then we'll have the weekend determining the final four. It'll be Alabama and Clemson after last night. I mean, Clemson shocking Arizona. This was sort of a different situation for Arizona in that they seem to get knocked out the first weekend an awful lot.
Right.
They make it to the second weekend, and they get knocked off by Clemson last night. So so it's Clemson and Alabama playing for a right to get to the Final Four, and Alabama should. Yeah. I mean, they should advance.
Right.
But you never know. That's why they play them.
That's right. You never know. And it's like you said, it is March Madness. The young man for North Carolina has been having a great year. He was like 0 for, I believe, on threes.
I think he was 0 for 9.
0 for 9.
I think he was 0 for 9 last night.
When's that ever going to happen again? But it only has to happen one time when it's one and done, and it's frustrating for us sitting here thinking we should be there, you know. So.
Yeah, but you know,
that's the way it is.
You just got to do it. All right, and I heard the guys. Or Jacob and Uncle T, talking about it on the line, and. There were some, you know, I know that Auburn fans still there's a ton of angst and you're upset, but I'm gonna back off a little bit on the jumping on the coaches. I was there yesterday morning for Bruce Pearl, and what Bruce was saying, I don't disagree at all with what he was saying. He was saying, you know, back off on the hate on one of his players. He's going to stand up for his players. Said, would you like it if somebody was attacking your son? He's like, my son, don't do it. And then the other thing that I think some people mistook, he didn't say that people could KMA. They didn't say – he said, I don't want people thinking that they need to kiss my – you know.
Right.
He was just saying, no, I don't – you don't have to do that, but you also – can ease up. And I'll tell you a reason. I was told yesterday before we came on the air that part of that comment, you know, one of the things Bruce was talking about was how things are going and how crazy it is dealing with the transfer portal and NIL and you know, he was talking about the possibility of Jani Broome being back. I was told yesterday that Jani is at least one of the players that has been contacted by NIL agents from other schools saying, hey, we can pay you more. Come here and play. I mean, I really feel like that if Jani decides to stay in college, it's going to be here at Auburn.
Right.
But the thing I was told yesterday was that there is right now other schools that are – either trying to persuade Auburn players to come or recruiting against Auburn for other players are saying, look at the Auburn fan base. They turn so quickly. You don't want to go there. And, you know, Auburn does have a reputation for being a very lively social media presence.
I know.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, it's
and
great.
It's worse.
It's great. It's great when you're winning. You have so much fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But when you lose and then you turn around and just constantly are, you know, complaining and attacking. This is back in the day, back when you were recruiting.
Right.
We'd hear, oh, you know, if if you were on a call-in, you know, just don't just be negative all the time,
right?
Because it could be used to get you. And people would say, oh, there's nothing to that.
Right.
That, I mean, it can be. But now it's even more dangerous because it's there
everybody. And
everybody can see it. You don't. It's not just in the airwaves and then gone.
Right.
It's something that is right there, and they can show. Look at all the Auburn fans who now act like they want a coaching change, or they hate their players. So that's being used against Auburn in recruiting. So that's part of what I think Bruce Pearl and Steven are trying to let people know. It's like, hey, back off.
Right.
You know,
it's hurting us.
Yeah. So anyway, just keep that in mind. Again, we'd love for you to stop by here and check out some of the great deals at Fairway Auto Brokers. They've got, as I said, over 150 vehicles. Man, a great selection. I keep telling myself, okay, we've got to get Kathy's car. We got to finish paying for it, and then it's time for me to upgrade.
Right. Well, I'm trying to get my son, who is tight as bark on a tree, to get a new car. He is driving my old 2004 car that I drove out to Minneapolis and gave him.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, but he won't spend a nickel. But I've been begging him. It's going to eventually just rust out.
Well, you know, that's better. That's better than it just burning a hole in his pocket and him being terribly in debt.
I should be thankful.
I was going to say, I mean, younger son is sort of that way, too. Yeah. I mean, very, you know, knows exactly what he is.
He got that from his mom, because I'll spend anything I have.
All right. 334-321-1390. That is the Drive Hotline, sponsored by Sky Bar. Love to hear from you. Anything you want to talk about. You want to talk about basketball from last night? I don't think we mentioned Grant Nelson's name a couple of minutes ago when I was talking about it. I realized I said, I don't think I ever said his name. But,
right.
You know, he had been player of the year in his conference here at North Dakota State, and come in. And like I said, I know he got a lot of votes preseason for SEC player of the year and had an okay year. He had his ups and downs. First two games in the tournament, a total of 6 points, and then he goes off last night. He single-handedly down the stretch put Alabama on his shoulders and finished with 24 points, 12 rebounds, 5 blocks. I got to check something because I heard Doug a little earlier, heard Doug Amos say that he is the first person in NCAA basketball history to have at least 20 points, 10 rebounds, 5 blocks, and make 2 threes in a game. I've got to look back because Janai had to be really close to that in the game that Auburn lost to Yale.
Right.
I know he had 20 points, 10 rebounds, hit a couple of threes.
Yeah.
Maybe he only had 4 blocks. But, I mean, still a very just very impressive last night was Grant Nelson in that win. Tennessee playing tonight. They are the other SEC team that's still alive. You know, we were talking about the fact that, it's been so much chalk with all 4-1s and all 4-2s advancing. Last night, 3 go down.
Mm-hmm.
You have, 2-1s and a 2 go down last night with North Carolina, Arizona, and Iowa State all falling.
Yeah, it is so tough. And like we've all said, just the one game, you have one off night or one bad call or an injury, you're done. And it's so much pressure on the coaches, the fans like us, and the players, of course. But they probably handle it better than we do.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Auburn baseball, another tough loss last night. Man, one inning that Auburn that all of a sudden couldn't find the plate. Tanner Bauman, who's been so solid for Auburn. Auburn was down 3-0. They came back and tied the game at 3. Immediately, A&M scores 3 to make it 6-3. Auburn scored 3 in the top. I think it was the 6th last night. In the top of the 6th, Auburn scores 3 to tie it up, and then Tanner Bauman could not find the plate. 3 walks, 2 hit batsmen, and then a sack fly result in 3 runs. They got 3 runs without a hit.
Yeah.
Last night, Auburn with another run to make it a 2-run ball game. I guess that was the Ike Irish home run that made it 9-7. But Auburn falls 9-7 in the opener at College Station, and Auburn now 1-6 in conference play. Tonight, just about a must win for Auburn baseball, and you can hear that coming up at 6 o'clock over on Wings 94.3. Major League Baseball, opening day for most teams yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the craziest thing that happened yesterday, a 14-run inning for the Arizona Diamondbacks yesterday as they crushed the Colorado Rockies. The Braves getting the season underway today as they were rained out yesterday, Braves and Phillies, and it is a 3-2 Braves lead in the top of the eighth. The Braves, you know, there was the Braves were shut out through the first six innings by Zach Wheeler. Meanwhile, Spencer Strider pitched four shutout innings before the Phillies struck 4-2.
Mm-hmm.
But after the Phillies had a 2-0 lead going to the seventh, the Braves with two in the seventh, and they have scored one in the eighth. And they now lead the Phillies by the score of 3-2. Want to let you know, we'll have the Sunday wrap-up of that series right here on ESPN 106.7. But, yeah, so baseball underway. And it's funny. We usually have Barrett Salee on about this time.
Mm-hmm.
He said they're having a season-opening party today. And even though the game's in Philadelphia, they're having a season. They were supposed to have it yesterday, and it got rained out.
Right.
So he said his house was hosting the season opener thing. So he begged out of today's show.
Okay.
So we won't have Barrett with us today. I'll tell you what we do have if we have some time. We've got some of the interviews with the players, Auburn football players, as the Tigers tomorrow will have – their final big scrimmage before mm-hmm. A-Day, and we've had a chance to talk to quite a few players throughout the spring, so we're going to let you hear from some of those as we have the opportunity through the afternoon. Again, we'd love to hear from you. Love to see you if you get a chance. If you're in the area, stop by Fairway Auto Brokers. Here, 1777 East Glen is the address. It's right across from John Deere. I mean, here at the corner of Glen and Airport Road, and they've got a great selection, over 150 vehicles here on the lot, and all of them at great prices just for this weekend. We'll go ahead and get to our first break of the afternoon. Love for you to join in here on the Friday Drive.
Life isn't made for joint or orthopedic.
The Drive with Bill Cameron and Dan Peck on ESPN 106.7 and online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of The Drive, call 334-321-1390, toll free at 888-382-7502, or email thedrive at ESPNAU.com.
Welcome back into The Drive here on this Friday afternoon. Hopefully that's a little bit better. I think I was riding it a little bit too hot there. Bill and Coach Don Dunn coming to you from Fairway Auto Brokers here on East Glen, where they're having a huge tent sale this weekend, today and tomorrow. They're here till 6 o'clock today, 9 till 4 tomorrow. Right now they got a little game going out there on the basketball goal, which they lowered now.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. Yeah, when I was shooting it a while ago,
it was 12.
It was like, well, it was about 10 and a half. I knew something was off. I mean, because you have that just sort of feel. You know how much you put behind the ball. And the first two shots I took, I felt, man, I've got the rotation. They're right on line. And it just whisked the bottom of the net. But it hit the middle of the upright and bounced straight back to me. So that told me I was on line.
I got you.
I was just a little short. But, they've lowered it a little bit. But, you come out of one of the reasons it's here. First is just for some fun when you come out here. If you've got, if you've got kids with you, the younger kids can go into the bounce house. The older kids can
food.
Shoot a little basketball. Yeah, they've got some food and drink out here. Mm-hmm. We have some T-shirts. These are cool new T-shirts.
Yeah.
And koozies for you. If you stop by, you can grab a T-shirt and a koozie, and check out the great vehicles they have. Again, Charlie was saying $1,000 pretty much off of the normal price of every vehicle that they have here, and a tremendous selection from mm-hmm. From sporting automobiles and I'm not shrinking. I may be getting wider, but I'm not shrinking. Who's that one from? Which one of my friends is that when I was talking about shooting? Sports cars to sedans to SUVs to trucks. Great selection. You have trouble finding a selection this big at most places. And, again, tomorrow they're going to hide a prize egg that has $1,000 in it.
Wow.
Out here. I'm not going to be able to match that for Kennedy, our 2-year-old granddaughters. Of course, what would she do? If it was money, she'd probably just want to tear it up or color on it or something
right,
like that.
Right.
All right. 334-321-1390 is the drive hotline presented by Skybar. Anything that you want to talk about sports wise? As I said, we have some interviews. I don't know if Drew's been able to get them ready, but I thought we'd let you hear from some of the players. One of the guys who is really being counted on this fall will be Keontae Scott, because Auburn lost 4 very experienced players there in the secondary. He is the proven hand coming back. And one of the reasons he came back is he wanted to work at corner, where he was a nickel this past year, and an excellent nickel. And, you know, he is the leader, the experienced guy, working with a lot of talented youngsters. But he is really being counted on as being sort of the quarterback, if you will, there on the back end. And we had an opportunity, the media had an opportunity, to spend a little time with the Auburn senior defensive back. Thought we'd let you hear some of those comments. Oh, okay. We're getting that finalized. Keontae, a guy that could have gone to the NFL. I mean, he could have moved on, and we talked to him about that decision, the decision to return. He talked about why, not just that he decided to return, but decided to return to Auburn because, you know, he's a California native.
Right.
Who, you know, I mean, there was some thought that, well, if he decides to stay in college, maybe he'll stay closer to home.
Right.
But he did decide to come back and wants to work on his cornerback skills, you know, and he's got Crime Dog McGriff,
yeah,
who is definitely a factor for him coming
right
back as well.
Right. I think you're right, Bill. That tells me that he likes this staff. He trusts this staff because he had a lot of opportunities. Like you said, he could have went to the pros. But when you're from California and you move to Auburn, it's hard on those kids. And he could have went anywhere he wanted back west. But I think that's a tribute to, getting the coaches that he trusts, and he wants to improve. And I think it's smart when they come back. Of course, I'm being partial. I hated to see him go out early.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you can't blame him either, so.
Well, yeah, we had, and I tell you what, we may do. We're getting close to the bottom of the hour break. We can hold off and run that on the other side. But, I mean, we've got quite a few players that we've had a chance to talk to here over the last couple of weeks. Really appreciate Coach Freeze and the media relations folks for allowing us to be able to spend so much time. Like, for example, yesterday we were able to talk with Joe Phillips, Keontae Scott, Connor Liu. We played Cam Coleman for you yesterday.
Very, very impressive.
Last week, I have some audio from Malik Blockton, Sam Jackson. I think we can run some of the Sam Jackson as well. Champ Anthony, Gage Keys, and then from the week before, Robert Lewis, Trill Carter, Jaron Thompson. So we've got a lot of it's a great combination of some experienced players and some new guys, not, you know, freshmen and transfers as well. And we'll let you hear some of those as we move on through the afternoon. But I tell you what we'll do. We'll go ahead and get to our bottom of the hour break, and then we can run some audio for you in just a little while. Again, your calls come first, though, 334-321-1390. Give us a call. Better yet, stop by and see us here at Fairway Auto Brokers with the Friday Drive.
Cameron and Dan Peck on ESPN 106.7 and online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of the drive, call 334-321-1390. Toll free at 888-382-7502 or email thedrive@ESPNAU.com.
Welcome back into the drive here on this Friday. Beautiful. I mean, it is just gorgeous this Friday afternoon. Temperatures in the low 70s maybe, and, you know, just a little enough of a breeze just to keep things really cool. Now I've got Don sitting in the sun right now. He's there as the
I'm
sun
blocking
goes
it
down.
Out.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm shaded, but I'm over here so I can run the equipment. I told him you could sit over here and I can sit in the sun, but you're gonna have to run the equipment if you do that.
That would not work.
So we're having a great time though here at Fairway Auto Brokers. Would love to see you again if you're in the market for a like new vehicle. They've got a great selection of late model. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever you're looking for from sedans to full-size automobiles to, I mean, from sports cars, SUVs, trucks. I look around and I mean it is this is a better selection than I've seen in a lot of places. I don't come up and down this part of Glen that often, and man, I'm telling you, it's this is very impressive, the selection.
Easy to get
here,
in and out too.
Oh, you're right about that. You can come in
airport.
You can come in off airport, mm-hmm. or off Glen.
Yep.
I came around this time as I went ahead and came on down.
That's the way
past the high school, yep. So I could turn right. Wouldn't have to be turning left.
That's what I did. Also,
there we go. That works. So, but again, $1,000 or more off of just about every single vehicle on the lot, and then you got an opportunity if you get a vehicle. You want to take a shot, literally take a shot, a free throw, make a free throw, $250, make a three-pointer, that's $500. Just get one shot. But,
wow.
I mean, still, that's a much better shot than you're going to get in most places.
For sure.
And then tomorrow they'll have a prize egg somewhere here on the property. And he didn't give me any hints, so I couldn't, tell anybody, you know, like maybe not related but a close friend,
uh-huh.
where we could split or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that's another reason to come out to Fairway Auto Brokers. While you're here, you're going to see some gorgeous vehicles. You'll want to get in and test drive for sure. All right, 334-321-1390. That is the Drive Hotline sponsored by Skybar. Love your thoughts. How disappointed, if you're an Auburn fan, how disappointed were you after last night? If you're a Bama fan, how excited are you last night? It had been 40 years. 40-plus years since Alabama had been in the Elite Eight. And now, I mean, Nate Oates in 5 years at Alabama, three Sweet 16s, an Elite Eight, I think a very good shot at a Final Four,
mm-hmm.
Two regular season SEC titles, two SEC tournament titles. Alabama really, really playing well, and they've got a matchup. I think they have to be thrilled with a matchup with Clemson coming up tomorrow. Clemson now... they've got a couple of hosses inside.
Yes.
They really took advantage of Arizona inside, I thought, last night. And so we'll see. I mean, Alabama is going to have to get another excellent performance out of Grant Nelson. But they're about, I think they're about 4 or 5 point favorites heading into tomorrow night's game. We'll look at the game schedule for tonight in just a little while. But a while ago we were talking about Keontae Scott. Auburn senior who has who decided to come back to Auburn as opposed to moving on to the professional level. He's going to he's come back because he wants to work on his cornerback skills. He's working at both corner and nickel, and we had a chance to talk with the Auburn senior defensive back just a couple of days ago, so we thought we'd let you hear some of those comments.
How's that new role at corner been going for you so far in the spring?
It's been good. I feel like it's definitely something that, you know, is going to take some work to, you know, getting back used to, but I've definitely been able to, you know, be with Crime and be meeting with Crime, and he's been able to, you know, just slow everything down, and I've been excited to be back on the outside.
You still spending some time at nickel?
Yeah, we're doing cross training now, so going through both, learning both, you know, in the new defense, so I'm very excited.
How quickly have you guys been able to pick up the new stuff with Durkin and everybody that came in?
Yeah, so, you know, like when new defenses come in, it's same as, a lot of same as stuff. So just being able to see what is same as and acquiring the new terminology is the biggest thing. So just putting together the new terminologies of everything and then, you know, slowly breaking everything down as the spring goes on and continuing to learn. And Coach Durkin's been doing a good job of installing stuff and breaking stuff down, and all the coaches has been, you know, helping us break stuff down. So we're progressing every day.
you're definitely the old hand of the bunch. Just talk about young guys and who's caught your eye this spring.
Yeah, so I definitely feel like, you know, our class is, you know, super deep with guys that, you know, will definitely be able to help us, you know, early. So very excited for some of the young guys, guys like Jalen Crawford, you know, guys all around the ball, Kingsley, just different guys in that class that just been able to, you know, seeing them step up and you know, transfer their skill sets to this level has been super, you know, exciting to see.
Cam Coleman said that you guys go head to head a lot, and you've been coaching him up a little bit. What have you seen from him?
Oh man, just, you know, very high skill set. You know, that was one of my things when he committed. In my head, I was already like, okay, you know, I'm gonna just, you know, do my part into, you know, helping him mature his game a little bit, and, you know, helping him out in certain things. When I'm seeing him run routes, you know, we talk a lot. So, you know, just being able to, you know, go and see him be encouraged to go against me and realize that, you know, it's a great matchup to have. So just being able to see him progress, even as just this time in the spring is going on, it's been really exciting. You know, we talk all the time after practice and just going against him every day is super exciting to see. I can't wait to see him in the fall and see what he puts together. He's going to have, you know, a great 3 to 4 years here at Auburn, and can't wait for it to start.
A couple words that we've heard describe this defense are freedom and simple. Just kind of have you seen that kind of take shape in the back end?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Coach Dirk is doing a good job of, you know, allowing us, you know, to be defensive backs and, you know, to go out there and get those matchups and being able to, you know, lock those guys up on the outside. So, you know, being able to have a defense like that where a coach, you know, putting a lot of trust in you is just something that us as a defensive group want to stand up in and be able to stand up in that role and just be able to perform in those moments.
What are some things you're working on, thinking about improving on? Obviously, you're thinking about NFL and trying to be a pro. So what are the big steps you need to take, you think?
The biggest thing, you know, I want to be able to do is just be able to, you know, most majority focus on my 111. I feel like that's kind of our mindset as a defense, everyone being able to do their job, as Coach Durkin, you know, preaches that. So just being able to, you know, have that matchup is kind of my thing this year, of being able to know the teams have a guy on the outside and just being able to fully shut down that side of the field, whether that be inside or outside. So that's my biggest thing, just working on, you know, technique stuff and just the small things, you know, the small things show up in those big moments. So just being able to break down those small things during the spring and to continue to train that technique while tired and stuff like that, and just being able to, you know, continue to just be able to practice and be on my stuff and be ready for the fall.
Any big adjustments with the new defense or anything that you were surprised by?
No, I actually, you know, I love the defense. I love the scheme, very aggressive, you know, so I'm very excited for that. You know, the guys are going to be able to get called on to make plays, and it's going to give guys great opportunities to make those. So it's definitely exciting defense to be in, and I'm very excited for it. We all are.
Obviously, you guys always have to be in this constant state of doing what's best for you and looking out for what's, you know, best for yourself as a player in your development. Obviously, you had a couple of decisions to make in the offseason, whether it be go pro or transfer. Just kind of what about coming back to Auburn felt like it was the best thing for you to do moving forward?
You know, I love this place at the end of the day, and, you know, just had to really sit down and just focus on everything and look everything through, and Auburn is the place I wanted to be. So definitely was able to make that decision and just rock out and be very excited for the fall.
And what about the culture council? Have you seen, you know, Coach Freeze said that you're one of the guys in that group. Just kind of what are you guys trying to accomplish?
The biggest thing majority is just set the standard early for the younger guys. You know, it's a lot of seniors in that council. So the biggest thing is being able to not only, you know, teach guys the standard, but being able to, when we come back to Auburn, and see that council still going, see those guys still being able to, you know, preach something. Because mostly what we're trying to do is just handle the little small stuff, you know, that could come back and that, you know, the younger guys may not see, or guys in general just may not see, that will affect us in the fall or just affect us in general. Just handling those things off the field and being able to have guys that people can look at that are doing things the right way is the biggest thing. And guys have been buying into it, and we've definitely been seeing some improvements. So it's definitely something that we're all excited about, and being able to, you know, set that standard. And like I said, being able to come back and see it keep going is our biggest thing.
Keontae, you were asked about Cam a little while ago, but what about the offense? What does the offense look like to you? How do you think they're doing?
Oh, they're excited. They're excited, you know, they've been, you know, we've been going back and forth, and I'm very excited about the offense. I feel like guys are buying into the scheme, and you see it meshing and all coming together. So definitely excited about to be able to go against that offense every day, and then being able to go against us, I feel like it's ultimately going to make us better.
With those off-season decisions for you, did Coach Crime coming back, did that play a role?
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, we talked a lot throughout the process and stuff like that, and he was able to still, you know, be able to mentor me through the process and everything. So, you know, ultimately having him come back and stuff like that, that was a plus on everything, on top of everything.
I've heard a lot about Tyler Scott. Is he a guy who – is he working both corner and nickel, and what have you seen of him?
Yeah, he's also cross-training, and I've just – seeing him, you know, my biggest thing with him is just to be confident. And that's the biggest thing I feel like I'm preaching to a lot of the young guys. It's really confidence. You know, it's the same game you've been playing for years. So it's just being able to be confident and understand that even if, you know, you may make a mistake or something, just play full speed and play confident. And you've been seeing that coming out of him, and he's been able to make some plays, and just seeing him progress every day is something I'm loving to see. And, you know, we talk a lot, so I'm happy for him.
You and Kyan, that kind of an experienced cornerback duo. Who are some of the names that have kind of worked in that rotation as well, whether it be the third spot or the fourth spot?
Yeah, Colton Hood, J.C. Hart. Like I said, Jalen Crawford has come in and done some great things early, so very excited for him. But, you know, we got a lot of guys in that room. We feel like everyone's going to be able to help, whether it be now or later. Definitely a talented group that Coach Crime has been doing a good job of developing. So definitely excited for all those guys for sure. The whole room is going to be exciting. And, you know, some guys may say we lost a lot, but I feel like, you know, after just a couple practices, it's not really that big of a drop-off. I feel like we'll be able to be okay on the outside, and you know, teams may look at it like we lost a lot. So we're super excited for teams that will think we're young in the back end. It's going to give us a lot of opportunities to make some plays.
Coach Crime told us about Colton Hood, said he probably had more picks in practice last year than any player on the defense. What did you see out of him last year? How have you kind of seen him grow?
Yeah, he just finds the ball very well. I feel like it's a lot of the receiver he played in high school. You know, we all watch each other's tape, so he was a very good receiver, and I feel like he transfers that into his DB play. So being able to find the ball is something that he excels in. So, you know, that ball in the air, and everybody knows Colton Hood has a shot at taking it away. So very excited for him, and yeah.
Thanks, Kevin.
And that was Keontae Scott, senior defensive back. Talked about a lot of the young guys as well. And I liked some of his comments when he was talking about the offense as well. So we've got some more audio. Again, we'd love to hear from you. 334-321-1390. That's the Drive Hotline sponsored by Skybar. Let's get to it. And Slack has been hanging on for a few minutes. Hey, Slack, how are you doing today?
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Man, we're having a great time. It is so nice to be, like, sitting out on a porch, just kicking back, doing a show. It's great.
Oh, man, y'all having a good time over there.
I'm telling you.
Hey, got some basketball questions for you. For
all right.
This basketball team.
Sure.
I see where the Pegues kid's coming in from Furman.
Yep. And a lot of folks feel like Arkansas, South Carolina – I think Kansas State and Oklahoma are a couple of our other teams that are real factors, but Auburn's very much in the picture there. And it's funny because, you know, you wonder, all right, he's from Furman, that there's word that Auburn's interested in the Washington State point guard Miles Rice as well. I think the situation with Auburn, Slack, would be if you can get one, you get the first one that says yes out of those guys.
I guess my point is, you know, we lost a 6-foot guy. Now we're going after a 6'1" guy. It's a possibility that we're going to probably lose. We're going to have 6 spots available, correct?
Man, there's anywhere from 2 or 3 to 6 or 7, I guess, is the possibility. Aiden, I don't think he's met with Coach Pearl yet. We don't know exactly the situation there. I thought it was really interesting yesterday when Bruce said that Tahad Pettiford is not a point guard, that he said he's a two guard. I think that was to let any potential point guards that Auburn's talking to know that, no, we're not overcrowded at that spot.
Okay. You think it was mutual with KD and possibly some more guys that then said, okay, I think you probably need to look somewhere else.
You know, KD may be the only one that's quite that situation. I think that I think Auburn would love to get Dillon back. Obviously, they'd love to get Jani back. You know, Cheney, Denver. I don't know who else were you thinking might Auburn Chris, might not really Chris, be pushed. Chris, no, I think he's such a glue guy that they wouldn't mind, and Auburn's never used the full 13, so I think Chris would be happy at Auburn. I don't think Auburn would mind at all if Chris came back.
Well, I guess point production is what I'm thinking of. You know, if you lose Dillon and you lose, of course you're going to lose Jalen because he's used up his eligibility.
Right.
You're talking 15, 20 points in ball game, and if Jani leaves, that's 15, 20 points in ball. So that's 40 points.
Yes, you're so, right. Look, you know, Jani would be the toughest spot to fill. I think Cheney, what we saw from him down the stretch, I think you're going to see him take another big step forward. But Auburn needs somebody else in there too. Yeah.
So you know, if transfer portal is an option for us, I think we need to find some guys who can at least put the ball in the basket.
No, I agree with you there. And now Pegues is a. You know, he's a guy, well, he averaged 14-15 this past year, as well as about 5 assists a game.
He's back to being a 6-foot guy. You know.
Yeah, but I'm not as concerned if your point is 6-1. I mean, Mark Sears is 5-11. Would you be upset with a Mark Sears kind of guy at point? Well, I know R.J. Davis didn't have a good game last night, but.
Mark is strong, and he can get the ball to the basket.
That's exactly right. You know. Auburn needs somebody that isn't afraid and can take the ball to the glass and either draw a foul or make a shot, and they really haven't had much of that.
Last thing, I'm gonna let you go. Had a Bama fan call me today, and we were talking about the ball game. He said he's kind of scared. You know, if Bama wins at all this year, I guess he won't be scared. But he talked about his coach. He's got three contracts in the last 5 years.
So, I mean, he's concerned because he keeps doing that, or is he concerned that Nate might leave?
Texas A&M and Jimbo Fisher.
Oh. Well, it's not as though they've been – you think Alabama's been underachieving? I think A&M underachieved in football. I don't know that Alabama's been underachieving. Now, they were number one last year, and they didn't do what everybody thought they would. But, I mean, the guys had – I mean, really, you look at it, since he's been at Alabama, they've been the best program in the SEC. So, I mean, it's hard to hard to complain. I mean, I think a lot of people just think it's easy to go win a national championship.
Appreciate it, guys.
Appreciate the call, Slack.
Thank you.
334-321-3 – that's interesting. 321-1390. And, nobody wants to be stuck with somebody who can't get them that final, you know, make that final step. But it doesn't look to me like Alabama's stepping back. Look at the situation they had this year with so many new players.
Mm-hmm.
They lost two NBA players a year ago.
Right.
They expected Charles Bediako to come back, and he was going to be their big inside guy. He lost his entire staff.
Right.
And here they are. With a great chance to be in the Final Four.
Yeah, then plus all the off-field situation they had last year.
I mean, it's –
so he's done a heck of a job.
Yeah. All right, well, I know we're running way behind. Need to get to our final break of hour number one. Coming to you from Fairway Auto Brokers here on the Friday Drive.
Live from Auburn, the sports capital of Alabama, this is The Drive. The Drive with Bill Cameron and Dan Peck on ESPN 106.7 and online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of The Drive, call 334-321-1390, toll free at 888-382-7502, or email The Drive at ESPNAU.com.
The Friday Drive on a beautiful Friday afternoon. And it's a great day to be out, and we are out at Fairway Auto Brokers here on East Glen, 1777 East Glen to be precise, where they're having their huge two-day tent sale. They're going on. They'll be open till 6 o'clock today. If you can't swing by today, 9 till 4 tomorrow. But, I mean, you really need to come by. If you're in the market for a like-new vehicle, and you know the difference in those. If you ever bought a vehicle, brand new, Don?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what happens as soon as you get off the lot.
It's a used car.
That thing is thousands of dollars less valuable.
Yes.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
Right.
And they have a very good selection of late model vehicles.
They have everything.
I mean, from sedans, sports cars,
SUVs,
trucks. Yeah, absolutely.
A Corvette.
Right here in front of us. We're on the front porch of Fairway Auto Brokers. So
Mercedes is in front of us.
Oh, yeah.
A BMW.
Yep, the vet. Let's see, we've got
Mustang, convertible.
Yep. They about got it all.
And cookies.
They do. Well, they've got hot
hamburgers,
dogs, drinks, and snacks. Now they're pretty much sort of winding those things down because they're going to be closing here in just a little while. But going to be going full bore once again tomorrow, 9 till 4, and they're also going to hide a prize egg somewhere here on the property, and it's going to have $1,000 in it. Mm. So now they're not going to do that till we won't do you any good to run by overnight and see if you can find it.
Leave countries over when I'm cooking.
No, it's going to be sometime during the day tomorrow. And if you do get a vehicle, you've got a chance to get some cash back. They've got a basketball goal out here. Also got a bounce house for the kiddies, mm-hmm. for the kids, or the kids and all of us. They've got a basketball goal. They've lowered it back to about the normal height now, so I haven't had a chance to go over and shoot on it. I hit one a little while ago, but it's like, man, I had to adjust my scope up a little bit. It's like, man, I feel like I'm shooting up. Have I shrunk? Am I only 5 feet tall now or something? But no, if you make a free throw, you'll get a shot at a free throw if you wish. If you make that free throw, you'll get $250 cash.
Wow.
And or if you want to take a three and you hit a three-pointer, it's $500 cash. So, I mean, those are some incentives as well for folks that are buying cars. They already got about $1,000 knocked off every single vehicle here on the lot at Fairway Auto Brokers. So
very impressive.
Great deals. Great folks. Hadn't seen Charlie Cox in forever.
I have not either.
And he
hadn't changed a bit.
Yeah, and you're right about that.
Yeah.
He and the folks here want to make it tough for you to not drive out with a like new vehicle from here at Fairway Auto Brokers.
And like you said, Bill, it is so hard now since the pandemic to find cars.
Oh, you're not kidding.
And this place is full.
Yeah,
the way extended.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is very impressive. So come by if you get a chance. Hey, we'd love for you to join us here. We've got T-shirts and koozies free for the asking, and we'd love to see you as well. If you can't make it out, hey, give us a call. And the number is the same as always for the Drive Hotline presented by Skybar, 334-321-1390. Or you can text us on the Drive text box, which is presented by Southeastern Industrial Contractors, and that number is 334-564-1840. Hour number two of the Drive, as usual, brought to you by the good folks at the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika, on the web at orthoclinic.com. And hour number one, we talked about a few of the things, some of the games from last night. As you see, two number ones and a number two go down last night, including Alabama's win over North Carolina, a game of runs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Carolina led, looked like they were going to run away at halftime. Alabama came back, took a lead. I think both teams had 6 or 7 point runs, and then Alabama, led by Grant Nelson, goes on a 12-2 run to end the ball game, and they win it 89-87 to get to the Elite Eight for just the second time in Alabama program history. They did it back in 1980. And they do it again last night. Now they'll be facing the Clemson Tigers, who knocked off the top seed in the West. And that was, Alabama knocked off the top seed.
Yep.
Clemson knocking off the two seed in Arizona. So it'll be Alabama and Clemson playing to get to the Final Four. The other matchup, second seed Illinois, was able to knock off the three seed Iowa State,
mm-hmm.
And then so So you've got, let's see, a 4, a 6, a 2, and let's see, what was the other one from last night? I'm blanking. I don't have it in front of me.
I got it right here.
Yeah, I was trying to look at my computer, and it was about the glare on it. It's a little bit much. Yeah, so Clemson over there. Oh yeah, the UConn.
Yeah,
the one they blasted San Diego State in the rematch of last year's national championship.
They're
win by really, 30, 82 to 52.
Yeah, they're really good, and that coach is a character. Wow.
Yeah,
he'll say anything, anytime.
Tonight you've got the right side of the bracket, if you will, with Purdue and Gonzaga, one of the early ball games in the Midwest, the early game in the South will be the Houston. The early game in the South is the NC State Marquette game.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first game coming up tonight. NC State, the lowest seed still alive, the 11 seed, and then the second game in the South is going to be the Houston Duke matchup. What a good one that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Houston has seemed to be a sort of a vulnerable one. They remind me a little bit of North Carolina, the way they can really, really be they can be really up, or they can look pretty vulnerable at times.
Right.
So I don't know what to expect there in that Houston Duke game. The other ball game tonight is, I think, the marquee game, and that is the late matchup tonight, sometime after 9 o'clock, the Tennessee Creighton matchup coming up tonight, as the SEC looking to get two teams in the Elite Eight. And Creighton, a lot of folks have been liking Creighton all the way to the Final Four.
Right. They have a great coach, and so does Tennessee. I think Coach Barnes does a great job. He's just had that stigma on him that he couldn't get past the second round. And but the Creighton team, they just keep plugging along. See them year after year, they get a little bit, better and better, and they're always in the mix. But UConn, whew.
Yeah, UConn looks like the class of the field, the defending champs.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it will be an upset if they don't win it all.
But you never know.
Nope, you're right. That's why they play it. 334-321-1390. Let's get to the Drive hotline, and Yellowhammer is up next. Hey, Yellowhammer.
Hey, afternoon. Let me turn the radio down. Okay. I was hearing you talking about the Tennessee game, and that's what I was going to call about. I know a little bit. Well, I know a lot about Tennessee, but I know nothing about Creighton, and I just wanted to hear y'all talk about what Tennessee could do, what they could do, blah, blah, blah.
Well, Tennessee has been a team that for the last few years has won primarily on defense, but they've now got, with Dalton Kanek, the SEC Player of the Year, who has not had a great postseason.
No.
And, that's something I'd say watch out, because it was sort of the same thing the way the Alabama player Grant Nelson had done nothing in the first two ball games, and he is not as explosive a player as Dalton Kanek. I think Kanek is a guy that could go off at any time,
mm-hmm.
and, he scored 39 against Auburn. He had multiple other 30-point games this year. So Tennessee has great guards. Creighton is a team that has really good guards as well, and they are a team that is more known for their offense. They're a dangerous, dangerous team. They've got a guy that was an Auburn commit at one point, and Trey Alexander is one of their top players as well. It ought to be a heck of a matchup. Two very athletic teams. Neither one has a dominant inside game. They've got solid players up front. This ought to be a really good matchup. If Tennessee gets an outstanding game out of Dalton Kanek, I think they win.
Right.
But Creighton is a team that has just been very steady. They haven't had the ups and downs that some other teams have had, and I think that's why a lot of people sort of like them making it a little deeper.
Well, I'd love to watch it, but it's cutting into my bedtime.
It's Friday night, Yellowhammer.
I know, but every day is the same in a lot of ways.
Well, I can sort of relate to that. Now, not having to go into the office every day, I do have to at times go, what day is it?
Yeah, Groundhog Day.
Is it the weekend yet?
Yeah. Every day is Groundhog Day.
Well, there's the idea that It's Tuesday. This must be Brussels. Okay, well, thanks.
Man,
Thank you.
I remember that movie.
Yeah.
I don't think it wasn't Brussels, though. All right, 334-321-1390. Major League Baseball continuing today. There weren't supposed to be any afternoon games, but the two games that were postponed yesterday were made up as afternoon games. And the Atlanta Braves with I mentioned earlier the Arizona Diamondbacks had a 14-run inning yesterday. It wasn't 14, but the Braves did half of that. The Braves with a 7-run seventh today as they come from behind and blast the Philadelphia Phillies 9-3. Matt Olson, Matt Olson and Orlando Arcia with three hits each for the Braves. Ronald Acuna Jr. with a couple of hits, a run scored, an RBI, and a stolen base. So the Braves 9-3 winners over the Phillies today. In the other game that was played this afternoon, the Mets and Brewers had been rained out yesterday, and Freddy Peralta and his bullpen combined for a one-hitter. Starling Marte with a home run for the only hit of the ball game for the Mets as the Brewers downed New York by the final score of 3-1. All the other ball games under the lights.
And I also think they had a little scuffle in that game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think they cleared the benches. I could be wrong, but I think I saw
that. It's good. Why not? I mean, everybody's been waiting for the season. I'm sure those temperatures have been rising from having to sit out and not play yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of baseball, got Auburn and Texas A&M game two of their three-game series. This is a really big one for the Tigers.
Yes.
As they fell last night 9-7 in a ball game where they swung the bats pretty well, but it was just one crazy inning, an inning where Tanner Bauman, who's been so solid for the Tigers this year, just couldn't find the plate. The lefty came in, walked three, hit two batters, and as a result, A&M, with the help of a sacrifice fly as well, scored three runs without a hit and broke open a tie ball game and held on to win it by the score of 9-7. Tonight, Chase Alsop gets the call for the Tigers. He threw well last week, even though Auburn fell to top-ranked Arkansas, and he'll get the call on the mound for the Tigers tonight. That ball game coming up in just a little while over on Wings 94.3. We're 15 minutes into hour number two, having a great time here at Fairway Auto Brokers. They're open till 6 o'clock. They're going to run us out then. They'll be back tomorrow from 9 till 4. And, again, a great chance for you to get a great deal on a vehicle. Also, if you're out here tomorrow, who knows, you might be the person that finds that prize egg that has $1,000 in it.
Yeah.
We'll get to our first break here of hour number two. We've got some more audio from some of the Auburn football players as the Tigers get ready for a big scrimmage tomorrow and then A-Day next Saturday. So if we don't have any calls, we'll go ahead and let you hear some more audio. Love to hear from you, though. 334-321-1390 will get you through here on the Friday Drive from Fairway Auto Brokers.
This is Zach Alsterbrook with Alsterbrook Law Group.
If you don't see it, they may have it here as well. 334-321-1390. That is the Drive Hotline presented by Sky Barn. Let's get back to it, and Terry is up next. Hey, Terry.
Hey, this is Jerry.
Oh, hey, Jerry. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I was just watching the Braves and listening to y'all, and I noticed Michael Harris went 3-for-5 with an RBI.
Oh, and I miss him with three hits then, too. Okay.
Yeah, and I saw an interview with Kevin Pillar on MLB Tonight, and the announcer asked him to make a prediction about the Braves, and he predicted that Michael Harris would win the MVP this year.
Wow. Now that, I mean, the Braves already have about at least three MVP candidates already on that team. If the Braves and Dodgers are just ridiculously loaded so much that there's nobody else in the National League that has anything resembling those two lineups. But yeah, Michael Harris is a young guy who has, I mean, he has all the tools. He can hit for average, he can hit for power, he can run, he's a good defender. So, you know, in that lineup, And I think he's still hitting down toward the bottom of the lineup, if I'm not mistaken.
He's hit six. Just,
yeah, and so, I mean, he'd be
– high school, too. He was a recruit in high school. I mean, a prospect in high school. And so he's got a great arm, too. But, you know, he's fast. But, I mean, it's hard to beat out Ron LaCunha.
Well, yeah, you're right, for anybody, especially a teammate. But, I mean, the thing is, I guess you'd wonder, and, I thought about Michael Harris, the possibility of maybe him hitting second behind Acuna because he's got that kind of speed. But the Braves really haven't, except for Ronald, they haven't really tried to steal that many bases. Who hit second today? Was it Ozzie?
Yeah, Ozzie.
Because Ozzie sometimes might be more comfortable or might be more dangerous in the sixth slot because he's got a little more pop. Of course, he's got speed as well. I mean, the Braves have so many different options with that lineup.
Yeah, they're loaded top to bottom.
Oh, no doubt.
Adam Duvall had a good game today, too. He came in later.
Well, see, him and Kalenic, I mean, they can rotate. Duvall mashes lefties, and Kalenic is much better against righties.
I think they've improved their team.
Well, it's the question is, I mean, are they deep enough? Are they going to be able to, avoid injuries in the starting rotation? And just are they going to be deep enough there in the rotation? I mean, if they can have, a Spencer and Max Fried can stay healthy, and they have that great 1-2 because you got a couple of Cy Young potential guys. And Spencer Strider added another pitch here in the offseason, which is – almost should be against the law. I mean, because he's unhittable as it is.
Really? And plus Chris Sale.
Oh, yeah. He's, I mean, looked, Chris Sale looking like the old Chris Sale. There's not a team in baseball that's going to be able to throw out a number three if Chris Sale, is back to his old self. That would match.
Looking good.
Yep, you're right. Hey, it's opening day. Everybody should be excited, but the Braves have more reason than most.
Yeah. That's right.
Appreciate the call, Jerry. All right, 334-321-1390. I think we got Joey the Greek is what I understand. What's up, Joey?
Hey,
man.
I'm your neighbor. I pre-ordained myself after winning, the Pick'ems on Wings. SEC.
Right. Oh, yeah.
2 years in a row. I got two color TVs now. But my bracket for the basketball is done. Anyway, moving away from the levity to something more sobering, talking about the passing of Coach Dunn. So I'd like to have the coach there say a few words about Coach Ogle.
Yeah, what a great guy. I just talked to a young man that went to the service, said it was completely packed. It lasted 2 hours, a lot longer than they thought. Had a lot of great speakers, a lot of old Auburn players.
And Georgia players.
And Georgia. It was about half and half. And, what just a great, great man, a great coach. The players loved him. He had a great career. And all I can say is great things about him. You know, my wife cleaned his teeth. She worked as a dental hygienist, and she just loved him and all the stories and just a great, great gentleman and an ambassador for Auburn University.
He definitely was all of that. Was he any relation to the Coach Ogle, who was the basketball coach over at junior high?
No, that's David Ogle and Frank's Orgel. It's close,
yeah,
but
yeah. Oh, okay. I was confused about that because I know my kids both went to junior high there. I guess your son there was the same as mine.
Yeah.
I got confused on the last name.
No, that's fine. Hey, great stuff. I'm glad you brought that up. We're going to bring in Charlie Cox is here at Fairway Auto Brokers. I was mentioning him a little while ago, and he was telling me about the ceremony last night. Of course, Charlie's dad Frank was there, and mom Nita, both in the athletic department for years and years, and Charlie, you were over there last night, and it's a shame. I feel bad that I missed it because Frank Orgel just. A hell of a man as well as coach.
He was Coach Dye's number one, as I understand it.
Right.
His first hire, I think, when he came here. And brought more people, but it was really nice. There was a lot of old Auburn people, a lot of old Georgia people there. Neil Callaway was there.
Mm.
Like I said, Greg Carr, Ron Stallworth, Smokey Hodges.
Wow.
It was a lot. Rob Selby, Mark Rose, Danny Skutak. It was a ton of them there.
And oh, yeah.
Like I said, I think they were planning on two or three people speaking, and it ended up being about 10 people speaking. And it was some good stories. I don't think he would have had a problem with any of the ones that got shared. So
he was
supposedly a great storyteller himself.
Yes.
Yeah, he was pretty legendary for that. Coach Dye used to, I mean, when he'd come in, he'd talk about Frank and his stories. So yeah, I mean, one of the great folks from the past who's no longer with us. So, Charlie, thanks for sharing that.
No problem.
While we've got you here, we've been talking about the big tent sale that's going on. You guys have a great selection. I mean, it's like whatever I'm seeing, just about whatever anybody would have in mind, from a sports car to a sedan to SUV to a truck, you guys have got it.
We've got a little bit of everything. We try to cover every price range, every style. If we do not have what you want, it's not much of a problem. We can go out and find it. We can do color, style, engine, stick, manual, you know, price point, whatever you like. I mean, we can try to make that happen, especially if you don't have a timetable. Then that gives us more time to get you the best deal that we can. But, I mean, I think almost 150 or a little over 150 vehicles. Everyone's marked down at least $1,000 right now. And we also have our Bird Dog program. If you bought one from us in the past, or you buy one from us in the future, and you send somebody and they say, "Hey, Don Dunn sent me over here," then we get to give Don Dunn some of that NIL fairway money.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, we got to keep recruits and players happy. So, you know.
Well, I tell you what, it is great to see this many vehicles on a lot. I mean, there are a lot of places you drive by and you go, "Gee, they're still open."
Nothing.
When I've been doing this now for a little over 3 years, and when I started was the tail end of COVID.
Oh, man. It was almost impossible then.
You couldn't find anything, and everything was ridiculously priced. But everything's kind of coming back down. Not all the way to normal, but, I mean, stuff's coming down. Mm-hmm. And then it's – if you get a really good deal on something, it doesn't take long for it to go.
Right.
Because we update the website every day but Sunday, and then we try to put free Carfax pictures. That way you don't have to.
Oh, let me tell you, that's the most important thing to me. I want to get in there and I want to find out all the details. And that's what we were talking about. I mean, go online and see. I sort of spoke. Before you did a little out of turn, saying I'm sure you can find it even if you don't see it there on the website.
Yeah, fab-auto.com or fairwayautobrokers.com. Everything we have, and if you come out here and you may see some vehicles on the left side of the building, those are some that we've already traded in. We'll be happy to sell those as well, but they just got to go through service and inspection and detail. But yeah, we're hoping we started actually yesterday and we've had a pretty good turnout so far, and then Saturday's usually when they show up. We'll have Connor on the grill. He should be able to cook pretty well tomorrow. He's not playing any golf before he comes, so
he can see the grill.
He can see the grill. He's a grill master. He's not a pit boss, but
be careful.
Yeah. We may have to put you on retainer for burgers and sausage tomorrow.
Hey, as long as food involved, I can come.
We can make that happen.
That's my NIL, yeah. Food.
We can make that happen. I still got a whole tray of cookies back there.
They're good.
Yeah.
Man, great folks, great deals. Stop by. Charlie, man, we really appreciate you having us out.
Thank you.
I appreciate y'all coming out. This is the first time that – this is the third one we've had, but this is the first one. I think Ben Taylor came last year on Saturday and did it for a couple hours, but this is the first time we've had y'all come on Friday and the show before y'all was here. And I went to high school with Wade.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Or, excuse me, Uncle T-Bone.
Yeah.
I can't call him Uncle T-Bone. Yeah. He can be.
He's Wade to me.
He's been Todd. He's been, you know.
Yeah, the realist.
A.K.A. Yeah.
He's got a lot of personas.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean, you worked with my mom.
Yeah.
Coach Dunn worked
with
my dad.
Love her. And your dad,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, I've – I mean,
that's all.
It's one good thing about Auburn. It really is kind of a family. And
it really is.
I tell people all the time the real family is the fans and people that are no longer with the program.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
When you're there, it's kind of turned into a business. But I understand it's
times
change and you have to adapt and roll with the punches.
That's right. But, that's
man,
right.
It's great seeing you, Charlie.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks again
thanks
for having us out.
Thank
we'll,
you.
We'll get to our bottom of the hour break. We got some more audio we can run to, but we'd love to hear your audio. 334-321-1390. That'll get you through here as we continue with the Friday Drive from Fairway Auto Brokers.
Online at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of the drive, call 334-321-1390. Toll free at 888-382-7502 or email the drive at ESPNAU.com.
Welcome back into the drive. Final 20 minutes or so here on this Friday afternoon, a beautiful Friday. We're here, Dan and I, Don and I, working on our tans on the right side. Yeah. As the sun is as the sun going down, one thing I can tell you, it's going to be cool tonight.
Yes.
I can already tell just a little bit of a breeze we're getting with no clouds in the sky. Yeah. Temperature's going to drop quickly.
Yeah, I think around 49 I heard earlier, so that's a little nippy.
Yeah. You got how busy is it Easter weekend for you guys?
Well, we close Easter Sunday.
Okay.
So tomorrow's pretty busy, a lot of hams.
That's what I figured.
So tonight when I go in, I'll put on a lot of hams, and they'll get the whole ham. But pretty busy, but nothing like, you know, Christmas or Thanksgiving.
How about next week with A-Day?
Yeah.
I would say
a pretty good day.
I'd say you want to go ahead and maybe get your orders in.
Yes, yes, the country for sure this week. And, you know, there's a lot of excitement this year, and just to see the new receivers – he'll probably be a big, big crowd.
Yeah, we've talked, you know, and the guy who's gotten a lot of talk has been Robert Lewis.
Right.
Not as much for the former quarterback who was a former receiver.
Right.
Who was actually Peyton Thorne's top receiver in high school.
That's
what a strange way. Yeah. I mean, you never know where your path's going to lead.
Right.
Sam Jackson started his college career at TCU after playing quarterback for 2 years. Once Peyton Thorne graduated from high school, he went to TCU as an athlete quarterback, was there for 2 years, mm-hmm. including the year they played for the national championship.
Yeah.
Then he transferred to Cal, and Auburn saw him this year. And so he and Peyton got back in touch, and it turns out Sam is now a receiver for Peyton Thorne at Auburn. So we had a chance to talk with him a few days ago. And, I mean, very interesting conversation, very interesting young man. And that's Auburn receiver Sam Jackson.
Like, I know, I can't help but think you're smiling. What's kind of like this moment like for you?
It's kind of – I'm just surprised that I was going to interview you. I texted you yesterday, and I was, okay, what's up? So,
how's it been?
It's been –
this is good, Auburn.
It's been pretty good. I mean, obviously, I know Peyton Thorne, so it wasn't hard for me to kind of adjust. And this is my third school, so it's kind of been easy for me to adjust as far as academically and football. The culture is just very different. But I've been in the South before, so that's definitely not different. I'm used to the heat. It hasn't been that hot yet, but I've been in Texas, so I'm pretty sure I'll be used to the heat. But other than that, everything has been going pretty well.
What's it like transitioning back to wide receiver?
The last time I played receiver, 2017, I want to say. It's definitely been different just because, obviously, high school and college are two different levels. The speed of the game is different. The competition is very different. And I'm in the SEC, so that's pretty much different too. But it hasn't been that much of a difference as I thought. It hasn't been as difficult as I thought it would be, just because obviously I'm pretty gifted athletically. I think the main thing about it is just learning the it's the small things, like the intangibles, like hand fighting at the line with the corners, tracking the ball over my head, making sure that the deep ball is caught over my shoulder rather than me adjusting to the ball in the air. Just the little stuff like that. But the playbook is really easy for me just because I played quarterback. So I pretty much know what, like, what Peyton is thinking. I played with Peyton before, so those things have come pretty easy for me.
Having him here, how valuable is that?
That's very valuable. I mean, since I played with him my sophomore year, I kind of know Peyton. He's like my best friend. That's one of the reasons why I'm here. But we was talking. We always talk. Like, we've been talking. Even before I decided that I wanted to switch my position, I was just talking to Peyton about how his season was going last year and how my season was going last year. And we both were playing the same position at the time. And Peyton is somebody that I looked up to just because of how he is, how much of a leader he is, and how much he knows about the game. Obviously, he has a family where his dad was a coach and his dad's dad was a coach. So Peyton has a lot of knowledge about the game. So week to week, I would just call Peyton and talk to him about that. But obviously, after we played them, that's when I started talking to him more. Before I played them, we didn't talk at all. Zero. So
was there any hesitation when they, you know, you get kind of Auburn kind of comes in the picture when you're in the portal and it's like, we want you to come here, but as a different position? Or, I mean, how do those conversations go? And, like, again, were there any hesitations on your end?
I mean, honestly, it was me telling them that I wanted to change my position. I had to show them. I obviously had to sell myself to them, to be honest, because it's the SEC. So, yeah, they can go get whoever they want. And it's Auburn and the SEC. It's not any other school. So, I think the main thing was just me being prepared for that because I had came off two injuries. And I was honestly kind of not really shocked, but just surprised that it went so smoothly. But I got to, as soon as I hit the portal, I got to talk to Coach Davis, got to talk to Freeze, and it pretty much just went how I wanted it to go, and it's going how I wanted it to go now, just me learning from the guys, me learning from Peyton, being around a culture like this. So I'm loving it so far.
Sam, talk about the room. What have you seen from the other guys there in the room, and you know, who stood out to you?
I think the guy that stood out to me the most was Rob Lewis. I think he's our most polished receiver. He's pretty sure he's a senior, fourth or fifth year, but he just has a lot of knowledge about the game, and his passion shows just how much of a leader he is to us, even to the coaches. Like, if you ask the coaches about Rob, they'll tell you about Rob too, but I just love watching Rob work. Like, I can ask Rob anything, and he'll have an answer for me quick as Coach Davis would. So I think he stood out to me the most, and obviously Cam Coleman, who's just a specimen. He can do anything you ask him to do, and I think he's catching on pretty quick too. Like, it's obviously some things he has to learn just because he's at a different level of the game. But if you go out there, you wouldn't think it's Cam Coleman his freshman year, probably about his sophomore, junior year. So those two guys that stood out to me the most for sure.
You talked about Auburn. What did Auburn coming out there and seeing fan base, all those things, did that have an impact when you started looking around, or what did you think of that though?
Definitely. I mean, when I was at Cal last year and we played Auburn, it was like we played at Auburn, like when we played Auburn last year. So that stood out to me the most. But really what stood out to me was just, obviously, I got to talk to Peyton because Peyton was the starter. He's the leader of the team. So he was just telling me about the culture. And I honestly believed it because I know Peyton wouldn't sell me a dream. But once I got to talk to Coach Freeze and once I got to talk to Coach Davis, that's what really sold me. I got to talk to AK, the recruiter. And honestly, this is my third school. I've been through this process before, so I kind of knew what I was looking for. And this is the culture that I was looking for sure. And I think we can win it all this year, honestly. That's what I believe. I know our teams believe that. And we got a lot of work to put in, but it's pretty early in the year. And that's what I believe from the guys that I've seen, the offense, the defense. It's looking pretty well right now.
Sam, there is some skepticism among the fan base here about Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he didn't have a great year last year. Do you feel like he's in a better spot now, or that he's going to have a great year?
He definitely is. I mean, I just think he needed a little bit more help with the receivers and stuff like that. And they did a great job of recruiting, as you can see. The offense is it won't go well if you can't pass the ball and run the ball. It's like you have to be able to do them balance.
Yeah.
And since I've came here and we've started spring, it's been looking pretty good to me with Peyton in there and all of the other quarterbacks too. But once you give Peyton the leeway to do some things, you will start to see a lot of things change. And I think you guys will be able to see that this year. But the fans are the fans, and they're going to think with, like, believe what they want to believe. But once you – if you really know Peyton, Peyton put in a lot of work. Like, he's here all day. That's all he knows is football. Like, I barely get to see Peyton at home because he's always up here just going through the playbook and stuff like that. And you can get that from Freeze. You can get that from Coach Austin. So I think the fans will be able to see a whole different Peyton this year. I just think last year that was his first year in the SEC. The team wasn't how they wanted to be last year as far as the offense and the receivers, and like, we got a new coordinator and stuff like that. So I think things will be pretty much different this upcoming year.
Sam, speaking of the fan base, it's not that TCU and Cal don't have great fan bases, but here at Auburn, you're constantly under the microscope and the lights are brighter. Yeah. Is that something you're looking forward to playing in front of, or are you going to enjoy that kind of attention?
I definitely will. I mean, I got to play a little bit at TCU. I got to play at Cal too, but I just know that Auburn is different. I mean, I'm in Alabama. It's kind of all they have, like Auburn and Alabama. So I'm not afraid of the pressure. I know the lights are going to be on at all times, and I'm pretty much looking forward to that for sure.
You talked about you thought this team had a chance. You've seen a team that went from 6 wins to playing for it all. What is it about this team that reminds you maybe of that TCU group?
I think it's the way that they cater everything to the players. I mean, like, the team is a player-led team as far as, like, the locker room. The guys are pretty close, and you can just see, like, the guys who – because I'm new here. I just got here in January, so I didn't know what it was like to be around a lot of the guys last year. But I can kind of tell just by – based off who I'm, like – I kind of talked to the most. They were just telling me, like, this was going on last year, and a lot of those things have changed. And – coming from TCU, I was there for 2 years. I had Patterson my first year, and then I had Dykes the second year. It was kind of like the same thing, like the same exact thing I'd seen at TCU is kind of what I'm seeing here. But you just got a great head coach, new offensive coordinator, and just being out there with those guys, I can just see, like, this is all they want to do this for real. And like you said, I've been on a team that went from 6 wins to playing in a national championship. So I kind of know what it feels like to be a part of a team like this. And I feel like even more than that team, like, we got the talent to do it, and we're definitely putting in the work for it.
Thanks, Sam.
That's Sam Jackson, and some interesting comments from the young man. You can tell he's confident in his ability, and he did not mind. And I wish you could have seen the look on his face when he was being asked about Peyton Thorne.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that, you know, yesterday Justin Ferguson brought up a great point when he was talking about second-year quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
You look at – I mean, you go back to Joe Burrow, but I mean, look at the difference in Bo Nix at Oregon in his first and his second year.
Right.
Look at the difference in Jaden Daniels at LSU in his first and his second year. I mean, quarterbacks in their second year after transferring really step up. Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
I mean, they go on and on. And Peyton Thorne was a guy who had put up really good numbers in the past at Michigan State. Came in. And he didn't go through spring practice. And, yes, look, he made some plays that he'll tell you were bonehead plays. Mm-hmm. And at times he might stare down a receiver. But we don't know if that's because there weren't other options or, you know,
there's so many things.
There weren't other guys that could really help him out, Sam Jackson was saying.
You don't know if the route was run correctly. Did he cut it off? Did he go too long? Was he being pressured because of the O-line? No running game sometimes. So, you know, there's a lot of things that factor in. I'm like you, Bill. I always say the second year is always the best. Plus, he has some weapons.
Oh, yes.
And the staff's, you know, all on the same page. I just look for good things out of this team. I really do.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think there is some genuine – I know there are a lot of fans that are like, oh, that's enough. We need a new guy. But, I mean
– No.
The, believe me, I just don't believe that Hugh Freeze, Kent Austin are not going to play the guy they think is the best one and gives them the chance to win the most.
Let me tell you, the coaches are going to play the best players
yeah.
because it's their life.
It's their job is on the line.
You know, that's their job. That's what they get paid to do, and they're going to play the best people.
And I know sometimes it feels like it as a fan. You wonder, do they care? Hey, Don, do they care?
Yeah, they care a lot, believe me. And so do their wives and kids and family.
All right. We're having a great time. Time is getting a little short, though. We need to get to our final break of the afternoon, and we'll tell you more about the great deals going on here at Fairway Auto Brokers when we come back here on the Friday Drive.
Haley County, Connor Branch here with Fairway Auto Brokers. Join us Thursday, March 28th through Saturday, March
at ESPNAU.com. To be a part of the drive, call 334-321-1390. Toll free at 888-382-7502 or email the drive at ESPNAU.com.
Welcome back in. Final segment of the afternoon. Just got a few minutes left here as we wind things down from Fairway Auto Brokers. Hey, a sort of a late flurry, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess what it is, Don, since we're both sort of both retired, we're not used to remembering, oh, yeah, a lot of people get off at 5 o'clock.
That's right. That's right.
And they're coming by to check out some of the great deals here at Fairway Auto
they're
Brokers.
Coming in. I think we just sold a nice one.
I'm telling you, two or three of these really nice vehicles right here in front of us being test-driven right now and an opportunity. Like Charlie was saying a while ago, every car on the lot, and they've got over 150, has been marked down over $1,000 just for this weekend tent sale.
Yeah.
And so some great deals available right now. And, man, they've got a great selection, as we said.
They do.
He was saying, you know, for any price range, any style, and if they don't have what you're looking for, they can find it.
Right.
So come on in and see them. And I'd encourage you to come by tomorrow. They're open 9 to 4 tomorrow, and they've got great deals. Also, some extra incentives. They have a prize egg they'll be hiding somewhere here outside. That's what they say. It's not going to be inside. Outside somewhere that's got $1,000. In it. So
I'm looking for some spots.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, in these vehicles, you're looking wheel wells.
Yeah, and, muffler.
Yeah, absolutely.
Egg in the muffler.
Absolutely. You just need to know.
I never did that.
You just need to know where it is before somebody goes out and test drives
right,
it.
Right.
But again, you'll see they've got a bounce house for the kids. They're going to have all kinds of food. They were trying Charlie trying to convince Don to come help.
Yeah, cook.
Help cook out here, but. Food and drinks, and I mentioned the bounce house, got a basketball goal here. Speaking of that goal, you can, if you purchase a vehicle, you can take a free throw. If you make the free throw, it's $250 cash right in your hand. Or if you want to try a three, that's $500 if you make it. So a lot of incentive to come out. Hey, we really appreciate all the great folks here at Fairway Auto Brokers having us out here. Another fun weekend. There's a lot going on the final four games of the Sweet 16 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Then Auburn baseball against Texas A&M. Got a big scrimmage tomorrow that is going to go a long way to determining, you know, the pecking order. I wouldn't say depth chart because I don't expect a depth chart here at the end of spring, but players – this may be that last opportunity to really show coaches before they head into the off-season workout.
For sure. And also, if you're real, real hungry for football, the UFL starts this weekend.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, so
and
all kinds of things.
And the defending Birmingham Stallions, I believe.
That is right. All right, Dan should be back in Monday. Hey, if they win tonight, there's no telling when play again.
Who knows?
But, Don, hey, I really want to thank you for filling in again the last couple of days.
Have a great Easter. Thank you.
Oh, you too. And the same to everybody. If you're traveling, be careful. Be aware of the other folks that are out there on the road. Yes, have a safe and happy Easter, everybody. We will talk to you Monday. That's going to do it for the Friday Drive. Have a good one, everybody. We are out of here.